Approaching Mars, presented by Science at NASA. Earth and Mars are going to have a breathtaking close encounter in October 2005. May 27, 2005. By the time you finish reading this sentence, you'll be 25 miles closer to the planet Mars. Earth is racing toward Mars at a speed of 23,500 miles per hour, which means the red planet is getting bigger and brighter by the minute. In October, when the two planets are closest together, Mars will outshine everything in the night sky except the moon. You're another 50 miles closer. Keep reading. It's only May now, but Mars is already eye-catching. You can see it early in the morning, rising before the sun in the eastern sky, shining almost twice as bright as a first magnitude star. A sky map below shows where to find Mars on Tuesday morning, May 31st, when it appears beautifully close to the moon. Why are we rushing toward Mars? It's simple orbital mechanics. Think of Earth and Mars as two runners on a circular racetrack with lanes corresponding to planetary orbits. Earth, running fast on the inside lane, circles the course in 12 months. Mars, plodding along an outside lane, takes twice as long to go around. Every 2 years, approximately, Earth catches Mars from behind and laps it. That's where we are now, approaching Mars from behind. Relative speed, 23,500 miles per hour. We won't actually lap Mars until autumn, October 31st at 0319 Universal Time, to be exact. Only 43 million miles will separate us from Mars, then, compared to an average distance of about 140 million miles. It's a great time to send spacecraft there. Mindful of that, NASA plans to launch the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter on August 10, 2005. Because it takes 6+ months to reach Mars, the best time to start the trip is a month or so before closest approach, thus August. Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter will arrive in March 2006, enter orbit, and begin a 2-year mission to map the red planet in greater detail than ever before. The spacecraft's high-resolution cameras will be able to discern objects, such as rocks and rovers and crashed Mars landers, less than 1 meter across. A radar sounder will probe for underground water, while spectrometers map the distribution of surface minerals. Other instruments will monitor the atmosphere, teaching researchers back on Earth how to forecast Martian weather. These are key elements in NASA's plan to eventually send humans to Mars. For details, see the Vision for Space Exploration. The Mars rovers Spirit and Opportunity are already there. They arrived in January 2004 on the heels of another Earth-Mars close encounter in 2003. Remember, this happens every 2 years. The two robots were supposed to stop working months after they landed, worn down by wind, stuck in sand, or exhausted by too little solar power. Credit NASA engineering. Spirit and Opportunity are still rolling, and if they hold true to form, they'll be alive to see Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter when it gets there, a tiny point of light in the Martian night sky, mapping the red planet for explorers of the future. Back on Earth, people are going to enjoy watching Mars swell and brighten in the months ahead. By midsummer, amateur astronomers with backyard telescopes will be able to see polar ice caps and dust storms and strange dark markings on the planet's surface. By autumn, even the least attentive of your neighbors will be remarking on that bright red thing in the sky. Mark October 31st as the best day of all. Mars will rise at sunset, hang overhead at midnight, and blaze forth against the dark background of space with a splendor that outshines Sirius and rivals the giant Jupiter himself. That's how astronomer Percival Lowell described a similar close encounter in the 19th century. Can't wait? Don't. You can see Mars any clear morning this summer. We recommend Tuesday morning, May 31st. Mars and the fat crescent moon are going to have a pleasing close encounter in the dawn sky. Look for them rising in the east around 4:30 a.m. The sight will absolutely wake you up. More good news. You're now 1,000 miles closer to the planet Mars. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.